There's going to be a fight coming in, and one thing I'm most proud of, we're ready to go the distance today, and that certainly showed. I love the way we finished at the halves, Worlow having an interception, and then Therese having one as well. So those are exactly the types of finishes we want for our defense at the end of a half, where we can close out a game, and that's what we want to stand for. But that'll open it up to some questions.
Coach, was it about the ball again like you have been preaching to the team?
It certainly was about the ball, and it ended up being even today. So for us having two opportunities to, you know, to get the interceptions, that was huge for us. And we know it makes it hard on us when we're not in the plus. So for it ended up being that even, but I love the way that the finish came up at the end.
The penalties and turnovers, what can y'all do moving forward to eliminate those?
Yeah, we were certainly disappointed with the turnover, especially the one resulting in a long play coming back from Devontae. So those are the ones you like to have over. We'll have to take a look and see how many of them were pre-snap, and when there was a run, could we have released on the guy earlier, you know, for the big cutback play. So when you have to start off, I think a number of them happened, seemed like they were on first and 10 where it starts and goes into a first and 20, which makes it really tough to convert. Love the toughness that Devontae finishes with in the runs. I think he still had over 100 yards. He just represents all the style and toughness that we love about running the ball.
What kind of explanation did you give from Julio that looked like it probably could have been a touchdown?
Yeah, we just figured we'd take a shot there. We thought maybe, you know, he reached out across over the pylon and ended up saying, nope, the ruling on the field stand. They didn't give me an explanation why, other than that, the ruling on the field stood.
And then the plays that followed that, can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Going into that, and Devontae, you just talked about Devontae being physical.
Yeah, he certainly was. Decisions at the end, really we felt like we had two downs, and we were going to exercise both of them if we had the opportunity to do so. As you look back and it didn't work, yeah, you're disappointed that we didn't execute it like we were capable of. But I don't regret the decision to go for it and have that type of belief and trust in the guys, which I certainly do.
Any update on the injured guys, William Moore?
Not yet. I know William had a strain of his groin, and Hank, I think, had a strain of his hamstring. So when we get back tomorrow, we'll have a better update for those two. Other than those two, I think it was great to see Person back and Durant back. But I think those are the only two that, you know, were limited in the ballgame today.
Dan, what happened?
I think what happened, we were in a punt return, and so we had one guy, I don't know if they had subbed for him, so it was, you know, for sure an error on our part. You know, where this had too many men. It was, you know, a transition from defense to a special teams play, and didn't execute it as we should. So no excuse at all for it. And one, we just want to finish and do right longer. And that was a real example where we did not do that. So ended up having to go for a defensive play to come back, and it was a good answer by the defense for sure.
Coach, what do you make of the seem to be struggles of a passing game not being as smooth as maybe it could be the last, say, 5 quarters of football?
You know, we'll have to go back and take a look and see, you know, is there something that stood out one thing over another. But at our best, you know, it's the runs, the keepers, and the play action that goes with it. So we'll have to go back and take a look and see if there's, you know, things that we can do better for sure. And that's, honestly, that's our aim every week, to see how much better we can get this week. We had a good week of practice. You know, we prepared well. And as it came in for some of the errors to take place, that was disappointing. But we'll go right back to it again tomorrow. Yeah, well, I think the main thing is that we want to let the players know how much we trust in them and believe in them. And it's our job to take them as far as they possibly can go. And we certainly have that respect. And we think he's got a terrific future ahead of us. So it was a great play exactly when we needed it. Man, we're excited for him.
Anything else?
Yeah, Coach, the pass rush got sacked today. How did you feel that was working out for you today?
Well, I thought there was some improvement for sure. It's absolutely an area of emphasis for us. We'll be at our best when our coverage and our pass rush work hand in hand. I think we still have a long way to go in that neighborhood to be at our best, and it's something that we'll continue to work at really hard.
Exactly why, they were 1-4, but what other factors led to you all kind of knowing that, you know, this would be a pretty tough type?
Well, I think just knowing the style, number one, of their defense, and some of the players that we know, and you evaluate them, you know, through the course of the week. I think going into the game, they had the number one ranked defense, you know, against the pass. They've got some really good featured rushers that they know how to use. I just had a sense for it. You know, every once in a while, they knew they had were disappointed in the way they had played last week, and you know that fight's going to be there. So we're not going to let our readiness, you know, dictated by another team, but we knew the fight was going to be there and would have to go a long way, and we were ready to do that.
Also, Wardlow's interception, you had a blindside hit that brought that back. You would have been in field goal range.
We would have, and I believe it was the block. You know, we never want to go back towards the ball. So that's part of our finish of doing right longer. So those kind of penalties, those are ones that we can correct for sure to play at our best.
Are you worried at all about Matt Bryant?
I'm not. I have belief in Matt, but I'm not worried.